Good evening. I call to order the regular meeting of the Grover Beach City Council, Monday, June 23rd, 2025. This meeting may also be viewed on cable channel 20 in Grover Beach and is available on live streaming on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by attending the meeting or calling 805-321-6639. The phone line is now open. And we do not have a flag salute student today because it is summer. So we're just going to go ahead and stand up and join me in the flag salute, please. All right, City Clerk Sims for the roll call, please.
Councilmember McCory Driscoll.
Here.
Councilmember Tuggle.
Present.
Councilmember Weirich.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Robert.
Here.
Mayor D.
Here. Thank you so much. Okay, on to closed session announcements. City Attorney Lamelli.
Thank you, Mayor Council. There was no closed session.
Thank you. On to agenda review. Council members, do any of you have any questions or changes you would like to make on the agenda? No, then can I have a motion and a second?
I'll move to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No, so that we have consensus. Now on to our ceremonial calendar. And today we have the proclamation for Parks and Recreation Month being accepted by the Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission Chair, Anita Schauer. And I asked Mayor Pro Tem Robert to do this one for us, please.
Thank you. Proclamation of the Grover Beach City Council designating July as National Park and Recreations Month. Whereas parks and recreation is an integral part of the community throughout this county, including the city of Grover Beach. And whereas park and recreation support the economic vitality of communities by partnering with local businesses and nonprofits and offering events for residents, engagement, and whereas park and recreations create memorial experiences through youth enrichment activities, adult fitness and enrichment programs, free community events, and beyond. And whereas park and recreations foster social coherence in communities by celebrating diversity, providing spaces to come together peacefully, modeling compassion, promoting social equity, connecting social networks, ensuring all people have access to its benefits. And whereas park and recreation supports human development and endless learning opportunities that foster social, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth in people of all ages and abilities. And whereas parks and recreation strengthens community identity by providing facilities and services that reflect and celebrate community character, heritage, culture, history, and landscape. And whereas park and recreations support safe, vibrant, and attractive, progressive communities that make life better through positive alternatives offered in their recreational opportunities. And whereas park and recreations remain versatile and innovative in providing vital services to communities through local, national, or global emergencies, all while adhering to guidelines set forth by governing agencies. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Grover Beach City Council does hereby officially this month of July as Park and Recreations Month, recognizing the importance of access to local parks and facilities for health, wellness, development, inspiration, and safety for all citizens. Almost made it. Thank you.
Chair Anita Schauer, if you'd like to make some comments and we'll take a photo together.
Thank you. Good evening. I am Anita Schauer, your chair of the Grover Beach Parks, Recreation and Beautification Commission. And in the audience, we also have one of our other commissioners, LaShonda Scaccianoche. The department is excited about receiving this proclamation. All who work in the department work hard every day to have our parks ready for our residents with clean and orderly parks that welcome participation on a daily basis from the time the park opens in the morning until it closes. All of us have a favorite park. Right now, our residents are leaning toward the revitalization of Ramona Garden Park. We may all participate in that renovation and revelation by going by at least weekly to see the progress and probably taking some photographs. You may also go online to the city's website and see what it is we're about to do and watch the, and you can track things that way as well. It's more than exciting, and it's more than imaginable. It's going to be absolutely fabulous, and it's going to say on the front of it, Grover Beach, California. We thank you for this proclamation celebrating parks and recreation. The celebration is now in its 40th year of people and parks acting as one. Thank you.
All right, any comments from our council members?
Just thank you for the work that you guys do. Parks and Rec shaped my whole childhood. It's where I learned how to dance. I drew, I don't know if I learned how to draw. Summer camps and swim lessons and all of it. So I appreciate it. It's an important part of our community.
Yes, thank you for all you do. It's a big effort and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you very much for all you do, for giving us wonderful places as a community to go and join together.
And I appreciate it's the fun part of government that people actually get to do to create spaces for people to enjoy and do a lot of different things that get creative. I mean, there's different activities that's like as a kid I remember we were doing, and then to see what kids are doing now, I'm like, hey, that's even cooler. So it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, we do not have any presentations for tonight, so we will move on to our public communications. Our meetings are designed to proceed in an organized and efficient manner to effectively conduct city business. The council welcomes and values public comments, which can be shared at the designated time from the podium using the microphone. The council requests that all comments be addressed to the council as a whole and that speakers refrain from directing individual comments at staff members. To maintain an orderly process, we kindly ask all attendees to refrain from creating disruptions during the meeting, interrupting speakers who are addressing the council, or impeding the council's ability to conduct business. Should disruptions occur, the council may need to take certain measures such as calling recess, clearing the chambers, or in rare circumstances, canceling the meeting. We greatly appreciate your understanding and cooperation in maintaining a productive environment that serves our entire community effectively. During this time, the council will allow public communication. Any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this council. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on or discuss items not on the agenda. So I will open up general public comment, and we have Randall Myrick followed by Brenda Auer. I suppose so.
All right, we're kind of tag teaming tonight.
Okay.
Don't tell his girlfriend. Brenda Auer, Auer Real Estate, Grover Beach resident, and have a new office coming real close on Grand and 11th. I want to talk to y'all tonight about future builds and water. I was at a Central Coast Blue meeting this afternoon, 1:30 in the afternoon, special meeting. I don't know who can get out of work at 1:30. I had to take somebody to the airport, so I had to leave early. But seems like those meetings should be held, you know, when people can be there. I know that we're not involved, but they're going to come back to Huber Street. So be aware. That's the plan. Future builds. If we do any more future builds in Grover Beach, I want to ask that we do address the water. Apparently, we fear of no water. I want to know why we approved all of this building and more than what we needed for our allotments to satisfy the county if we didn't have that water in the first place to make sure, or sewer infrastructure. Let's think about it. Don't put the cart before the horse anymore, okay? Let's think about how it's all going to work. Closed sessions. I really would like to know what happens in closed sessions. I think everybody would like. If nothing else, somebody should be able to sit in and see what's going on. I have something I want to read for someone else. And there's a packet that Mayor Cassie, they're going to give to you that's really educational. I want you to just take a look at it when you have your time. This is from Kelly. Kelly Phillips, you all know her. She spoke here. She wrote that she made copies. After she did some research on her own, her questions weren't answered. My questions and concerns primarily focused on the water rate because that was what we were approving that night. She didn't get her answers answered or questions answered, so she did her own research. Found it all in the city documents. A lot of research going on that it would be just easy if we got the questions answered. I asked, where do the new condos fall on the rate schedule? I was told after the meeting, those buildings would be categorized as multifamily homes. In some simple math, if each building contributes the fixed monthly rates of a multifamily home on the fee schedule for wastewater you just approved, all the new construction on the corner of 4th and Grand will total 3 multi-home meter charges, one for each building. I am not talking about the retail or restaurants, just to keep this simple. So that is 3, not 100, which is the number of new housing units or affordable by design homes going in. Honestly, does that sound remotely like a fair contribution to the ongoing maintenance of the sewer system or to contribute to the CIP project that's already a reason giving for the increase? It does not explain why the HOA is paying. It does explain why the
Thank
HOA
you for your comments, Ms.
is
Hour.
Paying for the wastewater.
Thank you. Randall Myrick, followed by Debbie Peterson.
I'll finish what she was reading. Honestly, does that sound remotely like fair contribution to the opening maintenance, to the ongoing maintenance of the sewer system, or to contribute to the CIP projects that are reason given on these increases? It does explain why the HOA is paying the wastewater charges for the new buildings and not the property owners. And you can bet that the city manager and his staff are well aware of this. You all voted yes to a new rate schedule and significant increase in cost to our citizens. I do not believe it's fair to lump these buildings into the multifamily home category, but none of you even questioned it. Things cost more is not an acceptable response to every question. I am not sure what else there is to say. Thank you, Kelly Phillips. She's my fiance. She did a good job on this. Mm-hmm. Can I give you this? I'm giving you this package, okay?
Why don't you make your comments, continue your comments, because you're on your time, and then you can give it to Ms. Sims after.
Okay, she also she's very beautiful and smart. She also got on here off your own website a week ago, not several years ago, a week ago. It says clearly on here, Griffin's a public street. Now, either he's lying, which we know is happening. What the reason is going back and forth on this, I have no idea. Remember I said when you were started 7 years, I'm on 8 years now with the same question. A property here, then I find two signs that the city put up directing big rigs to go up Griffin, which he says is a private street, which he has no authority to do if it was a private street, instead of Calvin, which he has property on. Now, you ask why I get upset. I mean, if you were in my shoes or my neighbor's shoes on that street, going back, nobody knows what's going on. To be lied to this much is unacceptable. It's not okay. I grew up old school, my mouth get washed up by mom with a bar of soap. This guy should be Pinocchio. I mean, it's to get told, and you guys need to start investigating things. We're not up here for our health. I don't like coming to every meeting just to make sure these lies get questioned. you know, if you don't, maybe it should be full-time jobs up here. I don't know what the deal is. I know you want to believe what he's saying. Why wouldn't you? But if your gut tells you something's odd, he just did this in 2021, this sewer increase. 2023, it's all in this package. Told everything's working fine, everything's great, all that. Then he's crying. You know, that's only 2 years ago, 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Merrick.
I have to go? Oh,
yeah,
come
that's
on,
your time.
Man, I'm on a roll.
That's your time. Okay. I know. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and give your packets over to Ms. Sims,
no,
and she'll hand it.
I want to give it to you. I'll wait till after the meeting.
Hello, Council and Mayor. I do thank you for your service. I know it's tough. And I wanted to let you know, Brenda mentioned it, but the Pismo Beach City Council unanimously approved putting a wastewater treatment plant in Grover Beach to clean up their wastewater and then pump it into the aquifer there. And the people of Grover Beach, the majority of the voters of Grover Beach, voted against that. They attempted to recall the three people who voted in favor of it. Couldn't because the city illegally violated election law, but they did recall one of them, and they would have recalled the others had they had the opportunity. And the voters also voted against a rate increase for Central Coast Blue, but Central Coast Blue is still coming, and we will rely on you to represent the voters and their wishes, and I thank you for that. And then I wanted to answer a question. I'm not trying to be nasty about this, but at our last meeting, we were spoken to like school children, naughty school children, for not speaking nicely at the dais. And that is a huge lack of respect. And if you wonder why people are annoyed, it's incredibly annoying as an adult who takes time off to come to these meetings because they care to be treated like a school child by their supervisor. And I wanted to answer one of the council members' questions, which was, well, if you thought we should have paid for the sewer instead of the park, where were you? Why didn't you come to the meetings? Well, we didn't come to the meetings because we voted for a recall, but you put someone in who agreed with the person we recalled. We voted out Central Coast Blue, but you put up the water rate or the sewer rates anyway. And when we come, you give us lectures like we're little children when we're annoyed, which is our First Amendment right to be annoyed and to actually question you. That's a right that you have of us and we have of you. And so if you wonder why people are annoyed, those are some of the reasons they're annoyed. And if you wonder why they're not at the meetings, because they know it doesn't make one bit of difference at all. Because we keep coming and we keep coming and we keep coming, and it doesn't matter. So you're lecturing us for not being here previously, but when we come, we're not listened to. And that is why they're not coming to your meetings. People are so discouraged. And it's directly the result of the communication of this city.
Thank you for your comments. I do not have any other speaker slips. Does anybody else wish to come up on general public comment and speak? Seeing nobody come forward, is there anybody on the line? Nope, so I will close general public comment. And we will, really quick though, before we move on, I know I usually don't do this, but I just wanted to say that I did watch the Pismo Beach special joint meeting today online. I was very pleased and happy that they had an online option to watch, because it's very, very true. It's hard for us to get off work, and we might be driving, we might be listening in. So I was really grateful for that. Mr. Bronson, can you address Central Coast Blue and our part in it, if any, and anything else moving forward as of right now?
Yes, thank you, Mayor D and council members. Good evening to you. We were notified last week by the city of Pismo Beach about their plans to advance their Central Coast Blue recycled water project. As a reminder, the city is not part of this project. We have no financial responsibility, no funding associated with this project. We withdrew last year. We do have questions and concerns that will need to be addressed by the city of Pismo Beach as this project continues, and we are exploring our applicable permitting and regulatory requirements, and we'll report this back to the council once this is known.
And I will say, I believe in my heart of hearts that our council is going to be really on it with the Central Coast Blue, being that it's one government agency to another government agency in our city. So I'm hoping that we can make sure that our residents are being educated and listened to. And that is my dedication that I'm promising right now. So Now on to the consent agenda. So the following routine items listed on the consent portion of the agenda are scheduled for consideration as a group. This is the Treasurer's Report for the period of May 1st through May 31st, 2025. Treasurer's Reports for the 2022 Streets Bond Account. Minutes of the City Council meeting on Monday, June 9th, and the resolution confirming a list of street projects funded by SB1 and the adoption of fiscal year 25 to 26 and 26 to 27 budget and 26 to 30 capital improvement program. So I will now open for public comments on the consent agenda. I have one speaker slip, Debbie Peterson.
Mayor and City Council, no lecture, just a question today, tonight, now. On the budget, I couldn't make heads nor tails of it. I couldn't figure anything out. I even put together a spreadsheet and tried to. It's a beautiful, glossy ad. Beautiful, beautiful. But I can't figure out what it's telling me. And I know in the past there have been binders of budgets that are about, I don't know, 8 inches high. And I'm wondering if there is a link on the internet or anywhere that we can actually look at that and really understand what's in the budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree with those comments. I know it's a lot to look at, and it's hard to understand a lot of it, but it's time that we have a council that really digs in, looks at that budget, please, because we have a budget problem. You've been hearing that from me for a long time. But it's time to do something about it, don't you think? I think Jules, Councilmember Tuggle, had said something last meeting about having a little bit more explanation about some of the costs. And again, it'd be nice to see what those credit cards, the $25,000 or more, is being used for, the employee credit cards. So again, let's address that. A little bit more transparency. Come on, please. Just to be clear, Central Coast Blue is going to affect Grover Beach. They're going to bring their poop water into our town.
Make sure and you're talking on the consent agenda.
Okay. Well, did anybody find out what was wrong with our water? Our water's sensitive. Let's be careful what we do in the future.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else have any comments on the consent agenda? Seeing none, is there anybody online? Okay, I will close public comment for the consent agenda. Council members, do you have any questions or comments on the consent agenda or want to pull any items?
No.
All right. I think we do just have one question regarding the budget. I know that as a council, we receive a higher level budget that kind of gives us a outward look. Is there any other opportunities for us to kind of dig deeper as a community member to dig deeper into our budget?
Thank you, Mayor. We have what's called a program level budget, which is what we've been having for about 10 years. And it's documented as a proposed budget up front, and then pending council adoption, after adoption, then we do publish the final version of that, and we'll put on the website usually about a month after budget adoption. So we will plan to do that again coming up in the month of July. And as part of that, we will be spelling out the non-departmental category a little bit further, as it came up last week, to specify the fire agency contract as part of that. Beyond that, we can certainly respond to questions about specific items that get into line item details, realizing that those get into very minute details, about sometimes down to about $5 in certain categories. So we focus on the programs, the categories of services, the departments, and bring information back to the council on a regular basis to show our financial transparency.
All right, thank you so much. Any other questions from the council? No? Okay. Well, then, if I can have a motion to adopt the consent agenda as presented.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the consent agenda.
In a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Mayor Pro Tem Robert?
Yes.
Councilmember Weirich?
Yes.
Councilmember McCory Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Tuggle?
Yes.
Mayor D?
Yes. All right, that passes. Thank you. We have no public hearing, so we are now on to our regular business, which we will call on Police Chief Monroe for the July 4th fireworks enforcement update.
All right. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thanks again for having us. My name is Jim Monroe, your police chief, and I'm going to give you a very quick presentation on just fireworks update and our plans for enforcement over the next few weeks. So as you know, the 4th of July holiday is upon us, and we are getting ready to conduct enforcement efforts. Beginning in 2021, we added drones to our enforcement efforts, which have helped significantly be able to observe from the air rather than trying to see from a patrol car and drive to where we think it's coming from. We're going to continue that again this year. And ever since 2021, since we started incorporating drones, we started changing our tactics a little bit and trying to perfect what we do every single night out there. And this year, again, we'll be kind of changing things around because we learned a little bit more last year, and we think we're good to go. In 2024, so last year, for the entire year, 8 citations were issued for fireworks violations. All 8 of those citations were from the 4th of July holiday period. I want to show this chart, and share that, as you can see from the top of 2020, calls for service for fireworks-related calls have significantly decreased. On the right column there, for a year, we had 299 calls in 2020. Just last year, in 2024, only 98. That's for the entire year. And it's been decreasing each year since 2020. We did issue 8 citations last year. We hope to do a little bit better this year, especially with the new ordinance that is in place. So as I mentioned, we do have a new social host ordinance that will be in place as of this Friday. And it was first introduced by the Grover Beach Police Department to your council as a way to better enforce and another tool that we can have in our tool belt to help quiet the illegal fireworks, not just on 4th of July, but throughout the year. The ordinance did pass. Like I said, it will go into effect on June 27th. So beginning June 27th, the police department can begin enforcement of the social host ordinance. And we will do that. We will not wait till 4th of July. When we have results after the 4th of July period, we'll be happy to share them, of course, with the public and with the council via our many social media outlets, and we'll probably do a media release as well. As we were here before you in May, when we were introducing the ordinance, we did promise to conduct a very robust public outreach campaign, which has begun. I'm hoping you've seen at least a few of our videos and some of our announcements. So we have already begun with social media videos. Those will continue through the 4th of July holiday. We've released 2 of those so far. They've gone over very well. An email was sent to all short-term rental operators, so folks that rent Airbnbs. We have not received any responses back from them with any questions, so hopefully they get it, they understand it, and we did leave our email addresses for any questions. We will be sending a media release out to local media outlets, and we will be placing electronic road signs on the east and the west sides of Grand Avenue. As folks come into the city, they'll obviously know that illegal fireworks are illegal in the city of Grover Beach, and it will mention our ordinance. So really want to end just letting you know that these extra enforcement efforts will ramp up beginning the days before 4th of July. We'll have a large presence on 4th of July, and we'll actually continue after 4th of July as well. This year, 4th of July falls on a Friday, and just from past experience, we know that when that occurs and there's still a Saturday and a Sunday, typically the leftover fireworks get used on those days as well. So we will have staff. It will incur some overtime costs for our staff coming in on their days off, but we're hoping that any fines that are issued for the violation of the ordinances will go to offset those overtime costs. With that is our update. We're looking forward to the 4th of July holiday, and I will open it for any questions if anybody has any.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much for the presentation. Any questions from our council members? Mayor Pro Tem?
Thank you, Chief. Is there a possibility that we could physically send something out to each address and just instead of an email? Are we planning on doing that?
We are not planning on doing that. We did have that as part of our discussion, but the cost on that would be quite large. And
it couldn't go out with the water bill?
I think the billing cycle for that is too late.
For now,
at this point, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Questions? No? I should have asked this sooner, but why doesn't the date start earlier? Like, why doesn't it start now, or I know that's going to start just in a few days with the enforcement, but is it because of resources or?
No, actually, good question. The ordinance was passed on May 27th, and it does not go actually into effect. It can't be enforced for 30 days after that.
That'll be the 30-day mark. Okay. Yes, that was. Okay, I see. Okay, thank you so much. All right. Okay, any other questions? No? Okay, so I will open public comments for this item. Is there anybody that wished to come up and have a comment? Yeah.
Thank you. My name is Catherine Sells. I live on Minton.
Can you move the mic? Thank you. Perfect. Great
job. And my dog has already run off twice from the fireworks because they started about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And every night there's at least one boom, like a bomb, sometimes during the day even. And, you know, everyone seems to find my solution for this laughable, but This isn't working. It just isn't.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else wish to come up and speak? Seeing nobody come forward, is there anybody on the line? All right, I will close public comment. And council members, do you have any comments on the item?
No, I'm just hopeful that it gives them the tools that they need to be more effective. It's got to be really frustrating. I think that fireworks specifically are so obvious and yet so nebulous at the same time. So I appreciate the work that you're doing to try to calm the air for dogs and everybody else. So.
Thank you.
I agree, but I also believe that something's working because we've brought down 300 violations to 98. So I think you're heading in the right direction. Thank you.
I just hope for your sake that people understand the difference between safe and illegal fireworks and you aren't bombarded by calls thinking all fireworks are illegal, because we do have our nonprofit booth setting up and getting ready to sell safe fireworks. So just, again, keep the safe versus illegal in the conversation to help educate all of us about the difference and to keep our community safe.
Yeah, that was a good point. And I've spoken enough about this at past meetings. I'm just hoping that with this new tool for enforcement that those numbers will go down even further and much more quickly, where this doesn't have to be a conversation that comes up every year. And I know it comes up every year to residents, to me, but so I'm hoping to see a good change with this.
Absolutely.
And that we can redirect our staff focus and stuff to the calls that everyone's expecting when they dial 911 and stuff to get. Yeah. So.
Ditto. Thank you. Okay, so this was just a receive and file. So now we are on to item 8, the 2025 Summer Events Update. Assistant City Manager Erickson.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Council. I'm here to present the most controversial item of the evening, highlighting in the spirit of Parks and Recreation Month, we're going to be highlighting our summer events. So just to recap a couple events we've already had in what I consider summer, which to me starts in June, not June 21st. we did have a summer game night on June 13th with participants of all ages who came to the community center and had a great time playing different games with each other. And we also have had a summer movie night just this last Friday where we showed The Goonies on the 40th anniversary of that movie, which makes me feel very old. But that was at 16th Street Park and was a great success as well. And we also, of course, are looking forward to our summer concert series. As we've presented to your council earlier this year, it will be a slightly abbreviated series this year, and that's because we've had to change venues from our normal venue of Ramona Garden Park, given the construction that has begun there. And we'll be bringing it to 16th Street Park. There is a little bit more logistically involved with that, so we will be having 6 amazing concerts this year, beginning just next Sunday, or 2 Sundays from now, sorry, with Careless Whisper, an 80s band, and taking us all the way through August 17th with the Stevie Nicks Illusion, always a very popular band. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this event, especially Mechanics Bank, which is our premier sponsor for this year. We also are looking forward in July to the Grover Beach Night Out, hosted by our very own GBPD. And that'll be Saturday evening from 5 p.m. till dark. The picture on the right there shows you a little bit of what it's going to look like. We're going to light up the sky with a bunch of drones, up to 200, I believe. And this will be the first time in the South County that we'll have a show like this. Also, during that evening, we'll see music and food trucks and bounce houses for the kids, and also a Pinewood Derby race where kids can create their own Pinewood Derby car and race them down a track. So it should be a great night of family fun, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone there as well. And then, of course, we have our Stone Soup Festival, not put on by the city, but put on by the Clark Center. But in cooperation with the city, we're always very excited about this event that brings thousands of people into the city. This will be on August 23rd and 24th. It will be held similar location, although they cannot use Ramona Garden Park itself. It will still be surrounding the park, and primarily on 9th Street. So the stage you see there was on 9th Street, I believe, last year. So it will look very similar, just a little more condensed this year. And then in September, we have a few great events coming up. On September 5th, we have another movie night, this time showing the Minecraft movie. Who doesn't love Jack Black? And then on September 14th, we've got our world famous Dune Run, our Fun Run 5K on the beach. And then on September 26th, we'll have another game night for all family and friends in Grover Beach. And finally, I just want to send a reminder out there, although Commissioner Schauer already did a great job of highlighting this, but we are working on a Ramona Garden Park rehabilitation project. The picture to your upper left there shows the area that will be predominantly worked on. It will be installing a new inclusive playground, new restrooms, an event lawn, as well as event seating and a band shell. And the big news here is that everyone can be a part of this park by donating to our donation drive. You can buy a brick, including your name or your family's name and logos. You can donate a bench, a park bench or seating. You can also, if you have lots of donation, you can get the band shell named after you for 20 years. And that QR code there is it will get anyone to the donation site, or to our project site, which will help you get to the donation site. We also do have a member of the Community Foundation here today to answer any questions about that program. And with that, I bid you a fun and exciting summer.
I love the, if you have a lot of donations. That's very fun. All right, council members, do you have any questions on this item? No questions? Oh, go ahead.
I know this came up a meeting or two ago. Do we have any idea how much we've raised, the foundation has raised so far for the park project?
I believe they do. So I will defer to them when they make their comments.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, I will now open up for public comments on this item, and I do have a speaker slip. Jeff Lee. And you have a brick, please. Chief, you watching?
Good afternoon, or good evening. Jeff Lee from the Grover Beach Community Foundation. I do not intend to throw that brick through anything. So that would be a wonderful thing. But I did want to bring a representation of a 4x8 brick. And as has been said a couple times, the Grover Beach Foundation, Community Foundation, is doing a legacy, Your Park, Your Legacy fundraiser for pavers, 4x8, 8x8 benches and tables. And those are commemorative items that you can honor your loved ones, your friends, your family, your business partners, your pets. So with a commemorative paver, bench, or table. And they are customizable, so you can put on your saying or your memory that you want to do there. They will be installed by the contractor that's doing the Ramona Garden Park. And then you'll be able to go see your legacy item and Not that this is going to happen often, but I was talking to someone today about a brick, and they said, oh, good, something for my dog to pee on. So, and that'll be a great opportunity for everybody to enjoy the legacy of the park and to enjoy the beauty of the park once it's all finished. So to answer Councilmember McCory Driscoll's comments, we have sold approximately 60 bricks and one bench. And so that is in the range of about $21,000 or $22,000 of funds raised so far on behalf of the project. So we have been doing a soft approach to the to there, but now that the park is under construction, there are banners, so anybody that walks by does have the URL code to be able to take them to the site for donations, and we will be doing some outreach, whether it be on social media or via news organizations like KSBY and KEYT, who did stories for us, and then we do hope to do some advertising in the Tribune and the New Times as well. So with that, you'll start to see more outreach for folks, because it's not limited to Grover Beach. It is limited to anyone who wants to make a legacy item within the park. So with that, I am available for any questions and comments, but we hope that everyone will have an opportunity to create their legacy, have their legacy, and then once the park is completed, go visit their item. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll bring you back up for when we're doing more questions and stuff. Is there anybody else who wishes to make public comment on this item? No? Is there anybody on the line? Okay, then I will close public comments. Council members, do you have any questions for Mr. Lee before he leaves at all? Do you have flyers that we can bring to? Okay. Do you have any flyers that you can bring? Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have one more question. Is there a deadline for the bricks and the purchases? When would be
I
the
can
last
answer
time
that.
Somebody can?
We don't have a fixed deadline at this point. At one point, we thought we were going to have a July deadline. However, construction has been moved out since then. And we basically, our deadline is loosely when the bricks start going in, right before the bricks start going into the project. So we're estimating in August. Maybe a little longer.
Okay.
And the reason I ask is I was just thinking about Stone Soup. That'd be a great mm-hmm. opportunity.
Agreed.
to do some more fundraising.
The city should have a booth there, and we'll have the information available there. Yeah.
Perfect. That would be a great space to sell the bricks and the band shell, especially that. Okay, any other questions? No? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you, Foundation, for being here. Do we have any other comments on this item? No? Okay, thank you. I think we're all just so excited for this summer. It's going to be great, and with the new venue and everything that's happening. So thank you to our staff for working on that. So, all right, we'll now move on to our council committee reports. So I will start with Council Member McCory Driscoll.
I have just one report. On Thursday, June 12th, I attended along with our city manager, the Visit SloCal advisory committee. We received their update report. Great progress that they've been making. They gave us travel trends. They talked about the next chapter of SloCal branding. Of course, for those that are not familiar with the branding we have going on now, Life is Too Beautiful to Rush. And so their new campaign, not to give it away, because they will be here in a couple months to give us a presentation, but will be about spontaneity in SLO County. They're also going to be presenting to us a new 10-year contract. They presented it at this meeting. Overall consensus was it was a very short period of time that they were planning on getting all this information out, and the recommendation was to take a little bit more time getting it to us. But with that, we can expect a presentation within the next month or two, as I recall, being their time frame, to talk about a new 10-year contract. And just to remind everybody, we do not have our own Tourism Bureau Business Improvement District. So we do rely on Visit SloCal to promote us as well as the rest of the county. We do have a small destination marketing that we have a small budget for here that we do a great job with our partners. And I just lost their name. Verdin Marketing. So they do some marketing, but this is above and beyond that. So people might be familiar with the marketing that they see from Visit Grover Beach, but this is the whole county and everything that they do to promote us. And I think interesting takeaways were two, was they said we need to close the gap on transportation from the airport, the last mile, as they call it, and we need places to stay open a little bit later in the evening so that we can dine a little bit later. Thank you.
All right, Councilmember Tuggle.
I didn't have any committee meetings. I did attend the mayor's lunch put on by the chamber, as did many of us, and got to hear our mayor speak. And it was just good to hear what's going on in other cities and to share, be able to have Mayor D share about what we're doing here.
Thank you. All right, Council Member Weirich.
And the only one to report out was the Five Cities Fire Authority, aka FCFA's Board Director's regular meeting was on Monday, June 16th, and the primary part was weed abatement. That will continue on.
Cool. All right, Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mayor. At the board of the Integrated Waste Management Authority meeting, we finalized and accepted the April 2025 financial report showing revenues of approximately $440 and expenses of roughly $417. We also approved the KSBY for video content distribution to educate the community about organic waste, diversion, and recycling efforts I've been telling you about. It was funded by the SB 1383 grant. It's $68,000. So you should see some ads on TV on how to handle your organic waste and other recyclables. And we're also going to make short videos for YouTube and Facebook, and so we're really trying to get the message out. Also awarded $10,000 to the City of San Luis Obispo for indoor waste receptacles as part of their zero waste efforts. Staff presented a draft of the 25-26 budget. We adopted a resolution temporarily reducing the solid waste management fee from 5.4 to varying lower rates effective July 1st and stabilized revenues. Apparently, as a nonprofit, we're making too much money. So we're trying to get that back in reduced fees. Yeah, sure. approved the preliminary 25-26 budget with projected revenues of $4.6 million. We also recognized our executive director, Peter Cron, who's retired now officially, and our new executive director, Kobe Skye, previously served as the deputy director of environmental services for Los Angeles County Department of Public Works. He implemented new residential and commercial organic waste collections, evaluated integrated waste management plan documents for the County of Los Angeles, and coordinated the Los Angeles County Zero Waste Plan. In addition to 25 years of experience in the environmental industry, Mr. Skye holds a Master's of Public Administration from California State University, Long Beach, and a Bachelor of Science in Civil and Environmental Engineering from Polytechnic University of Brooklyn, New York. So he's very qualified, and we're very excited to have him on board. We also conducted the elections for the IWMA Executive Committee officers, with current officers remaining in place, but we have new President Jim Guthrie. He's our new board president, and Naveed Folderdash is our vice president. We also discussed upcoming staff hiring, ongoing program implementations, and strategic goals such as completing rate studies and compliance reviews. That was one meeting. And also had on June 18th, County Air Pollution Control District board meeting. The board adopted the 25-26 final budget for approximately $5.9 million, representing a significant reduction from the previous year, following updates based on actual data from organized restructuring. Reestablishment of unspent grant appropriations totaling about $5.3 million for ongoing projects, approval of a grant funding reallocation for countywide DC fast charging initiatives. So we're going to put a lot of fast chargers around so you'll be able to charge your electric cars. Consideration and approval of revision to Rule 216 concerning federal Part 70 permits. Gets a little confusing, but basically, and we don't have a lot of large facilities that this is affecting, but they used to allow an emergency affirmative defense to allow these big corporations to
in emergency situations to pollute the air, if you will. And they're, and it's never really happened. It's never happened. So they're removing that into a line with the EPA's mandates and the Clean Air Act. So they no longer can say, oh, it was an emergency, we had to do it. So that's been eliminated. We approve that. The board recognized and thanked Gary Willey for his 35 years of service as the Air Pollution Control Officer. Presentation of the 2024 Air Quality Annual Report, highlighting improvements in the ozone particulate matter and decreased exceedance, noting that the dust issues from the Oceano Dunes area. The board reviewed detailed staff reports, including financial status, budget adjustments, and air quality data. The board also discussed personnel changes, including the new air pollution control officer, Carl Tupper, who was the air pollution control officer assistant, so he just kind of moved up, very qualified. The board approved positions, salary ranges, and directives for public outreach and environmental programs. Emphasis was placed on ongoing strategics to improve air quality, manage emissions, and ensure compliance with federal and state standards. That's it.
All right. And then for me, I had Five Cities Fire Authority meeting with Councilmember Weirich, and then we also had a second meeting for the South Slough Sanitation District. We approved the budget, and that was it. So now on to council communications, and let's do our top two things, okay? So Councilmember McCory Driscoll. Only two.
What?
Yeah. I'm putting down the hammer here.
Okay. So just communications real quick. I'm looking forward to Thursday morning, coffee with council and joining the mayor at Dolce's for coffee from 9 to 10:30. That afternoon, I'm also attending the Women Council of Realtors meeting in San Luis Obispo. And the only other thing is I do want to give a shout out to city staff. Budgets are a very complicated, hard thing to do. And I just really appreciate the fact that once again, we have a balanced budget. We have a reserve we're meeting. We continue to pass our audits. I know there's lots of questions, but I am just so thankful that we're in a city that's not like many others in this world today that are upside down. I know the Slough County just finally had a balanced budget that they presented, which is the first one in a long, long time. They had to make some very, very painful cuts to get there. And I'm just thankful to you and all the hard work that you do to ensure that we don't have to go through that same painful process that they just went through. So thank you.
All right, Councilmember Tuggle, two things?
Two and a half. So I was able to attend the Unity and Community event in San Luis Obispo, and it brought in musicians at Slough Brew, so there's that too, and then a lot of nonprofits that are doing good work in our community, including some I didn't know about, and they had a really fun scavenger hunt where you had to go table to table to learn, you know, something new and whatnot. And so that was really inspiring and uplifting and a bright light amidst some tumultuous times. And then I also attended Camp Cinder, which if you're not familiar with it, it's a female empowerment camp, firefighter female empowerment camp for 15 to 17 year olds. And they were out digging trenches today. And they're calling it camp and fun. I think they're going out to the water tomorrow. Anyhow, it's become really successful. There's a waiting list, and they're already starting to see applicants who first got contact with fire at Camp Cinder who are now applying to be firefighters. So it's really, really cool. And I know you said two, but my son, who is 15, wanted to say thank you because he really likes riding his e-bike on Grand.
That was half. That was good.
That's right. That wasn't mine. That was for cute.
Exactly. Okay, Councilmember Weirich.
Yeah, and before I get into my two, I just wanted to ask the city attorney to clarify, since it was brought up during our general public communications about People want to know what happens in closed session, what's going on there, and if they could have someone in there and describe the legalities related to difference between closed session and open session. So, but now I'll get to my two. Basically, I attended, as was noted, to the game night and also Goonies and stuff for the movie part, so it was good to see a bunch of community members out there enjoying themselves. And the only other part I could note is that the Grove Beach Police Department, when they did their Drone Academy, I was able to drop by and have a good sense of what was going on there, too, and see a lot of the youth actively participate from throughout our city. And I just want to extend my congratulations also to our newest officer, Dave.
City Attorney Lamelli, do you want to answer that really quick?
Sure thing. So the closed session is allowed under the Brown Act and the government code because it specifically and it basically accepts certain specific items from being discussed with council in the public. And primarily those are items where the city may be open to, litigation issues or liability issues. And there's certain things that the government code has specifically acknowledged are things that should be discussed by council in a closed session type of a setting in order to maintain that confidentiality and to maximize the results of those conversations. And ultimately, if there is any type of a council decision that is made during closed sessions, we do come out and then we basically announce what the action was that was taken and the vote and how it was, basically individually voted. And so there's no decisions that will happen in closed session that won't be announced in open session so that the public can have an opportunity to understand what happened in that closed session.
And then don't you usually report out the next meeting as well?
Correct.
Okay, at the beginning of the meeting? Yes, okay, so there's a couple of times that we find that out. Okay, so now moving on to Mayor Pro Tem Robert.
It's been a long month. There's 5 Sundays in June, so the pancake breakfast at the Grange will be on the 6th of July. Hope to see you all there. Thanks.
Thank you. And then for me, our good friend Emily Myrie, who just passed away recently, her celebration of life will be on July 12th from 12 to 3, and it's going to be at the Finn's Restaurant, the tent, the golf course tent there. I mentioned this because she was an incredible human being here that volunteered with all of her heart throughout Grover Beach and all of SLO County. So I think we counted and there was over 30 organizations that she volunteered for. So her celebration of life, if you knew her, we would love to have you there. So celebration of life, July 12th, 12 to 3 at Finn's in the tent at the golf course. So all right, now on to the city manager reports and comments.
Thank you, Mayor, and I will keep to your theme of 2 items to share in my report. The first was we had a couple of very significant noteworthy events last week. On Monday, we had the Ramona Park groundbreaking event to officially begin this transformational project that will add a more vibrant and active space in the heart of our city. We're delighted to kick off this project, and we know there's short-term temporary disruption in not being able to use the majority of the park area, and there's grading and demolition work being done, but the end result will be an amazing space for our community. Our goal is that we have a working park for next year's concert series coming up in the middle of next year. And so we look forward to just seeing how this project unfolds. And we also have the West Grand Avenue ribbon cutting for our streetscape project last Wednesday. The project has been completed for a few weeks and traffic is fully flowing on West Grand Avenue. It had been flowing for a good part of this year, but now it is fully opened and it is a beautiful project. It really testament to what the council's vision has been over many, many years to have a streetscape, not just replacing outdated broken asphalt, but really having a boulevard that the community can be proud of. That feedback has been shared umpteen times. I've heard it from residents, from community members, from visitors. They just love what they see down there. So kudos to your council and kudos to previous councils for your vision in fulfilling that section of West Grand Avenue's promise. And then lastly, this is the last meeting of the fiscal year. It's been a very impactful, productive fiscal year. It's been a changing fiscal year where the 5 of you I'm looking at right now are not the 5 of you necessarily who started the fiscal year. It's given the essence of the election cycle. So your council that has been in place for the last 6 months should be very proud of the work that you've accomplished, the work that you've led, the efforts and policy leadership you have provided to your city staff and to the the community. We've done a lot, and now it's time to take a summer break. So our next meeting will be 5 weeks from tonight on Monday, July 28th, our next regular scheduled meeting. And then after that meeting, we take another break and then come back for our next regular meeting after that on Monday, August 25th. I want to thank our staff team for the amazing work they have done on this very impactful fiscal year, including the budget that your council adopted, the $42 million budget that we will put in motion immediately beginning on July 1st. It's been a very tremendous year for our community, and I wish you well this summer. At our summer of fun events and community activities, we have a lot of great things planned, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget, if even though we're not having council meetings until July 28th, if anybody has any questions or needs to reach out to us, please reach out to your council members, to your representatives, and also to me. So now we will move on to the city attorney's reports and comments. And why don't you walk us into a closed session as well?
Thank you, Mayor. Council, I have no comments to make. Closed session this evening will be two items. First item is conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 or 3 of subdivision D of Government Code section 54956.9, two cases. Second item will be conference with legal counsel, existing litigation. Name of the cases: Grover H2O, Deborah Peterson, and Brenda Auer v. City of Grover Beach et al., San Luis Obispo Superior Court Case 24CV-0264, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D1.
Thank you. I will now open for public comments on this item. Does anybody wish to come up and speak on this item? Seeing nobody come forward, is there anybody on the line? All right, well, then I will close public comments, and we will go into closed session. Thank you.